welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode, and leave a 5-star review while you're there. We love a Linktree because it's got all the ways you can help support the podcast. Visit linktree.com/MichaelBlockTalk to click on the links. We've got a link to Redbubble where you can purchase all of your Block Talk merchandise from t-shirts to mugs to hoodies to totes, available in a variety of styles. Another link has all the platforms you can listen to the podcast, plus links to PayPal, Venmo, Buy Me a Coffee should you feel the desire to tip a host. That's me. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. It's time to dance, bitches. Strictly Come Dancing came to Drag Race UK in order to prance, and not everyone got 10s across the board. It's time to talk all things Drag Race UK versus the world too, and joining me is the dancing queen, the pocket rocket of NYC, and Marina Summers' twin sis, Hibiscus. How are you?
I am doing so much better. I was sick during the weekend, but I am alive and well, and this episode really gave me energy to get back and feel motivated again.
I love that. Oh my god, this is one of my favorite episodes so far. But first, friends, we must leave a disclaimer. This is an entertainment podcast. We're discussing reality characters as presented to us for an adaptation. We're showing the ending of the television show wants to see. We react to what is presented. Yes, we're feeling going on. June and go and share the television to the other cat, but they've also been discussed discuss what's something podcast for entertainment because that's reality show. All right, we are almost at the end of this season. I'm sad because I came into the season very excited by the cast. Obviously, I have a massive bias compared to most people because I watch all the shows. I review all the shows. So I knew this cast very intimately. I interviewed 10 out of 11 of them. How have you been feeling about this season?
One that you didn't interview.
Mayhem. And I'm so heartbroken about that one. How are you feeling about this season?
I feel great. I think it's well represented of different franchise altogether. And I think the strengths of each queen that's represented, it's so different, but somehow they are allowing themselves to be challenged and do well mm-hmm. in these challenges.
I think one of the things that is really making it exciting, and it's a first for the franchise, none of these contestants have competed against each other before. So It is a brand new energy. Oftentimes you see on a returning player season, whatever show it is, there are people who have a crossover with one another, and it does affect how the show is. For those who are watching Drag Race España All-Stars, you know what I'm talking about. So this feels like it's a new season with new contestants, despite the fact that they're all older contestants.
That makes sense. Yeah, I never thought about it that way, but that makes total sense.
Do you have a favorite contestant of the season, and why is it Marina Summers?
Oh my god, yes. Marina Summers is my favorite contestant one. I fell in love with her immediately on Drag Race Philippines. Just her energy and her ability to just possess and command that stage is rarely comes on a show like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah,
who's going to win in a season, but not everyone has that ability to command the stage. And Marina Summers is definitely my favorite. And LaGrande is Marina.
Of course. I do know that Marina Summers will be in New York City, I believe, next weekend. Will you be seeing her?
I hope so. I do.
Send her a DM and say we need to have a photo together.
I know. We'll see if we're like, I think she's a little taller than me, but we'll see.
I think she's like 5'6", if I'm not mistaken, because when I took my picture with her in heels, she was like my height. So I think she's about 5'6", but who knows?
Yeah, she's just so good.
All right, let's get through this. They didn't like it. Roar. Dothy has been eliminated. Marina is sad to see her go, but it's another week to slay. She's already got two chances, and this was her time. The queens will give the saddest roar, but they feel it's a perfect ending for Gothy. She showcased more of her. Now, Marina and Tia are congratulated on their show during the lip sync, and Hannah says they were all doing the Pia Wurtz back head turn. Have you practiced it?
Yes, I
there
have.
it is. It's perfect.
It's so
obviously you
funny.
were familiar with Pia.
It's so funny that it's like a thing that Marina has brought, but if you do look at Miss Universe, all the Miss Philippines contestants, they always do that little slow turn. It's like a traditional.
Do you incorporate it in your drag?
When I look glamorous.
I love it. Teresa is overwhelmed by the kindness and opportunity to stay. She will get very emotional. They are happy tears, though. She says she's Spanish, so it seems dramatic. Time to say, come on, Teresa, you can do it. She is grateful to be there, but would she still be there with Tia's pick? Well, Tia picked John Burrs again. Kidding, but that would have been funny. She, too, would have sent her sis, Gothy, home. Who would you have given the chop to?
Gothy.
Yeah, it was her time.
Yeah. I think she should have gone the second time she was in the bottom.
Agreed. Tia thinks that Teresa knows who she is, but Gothy needs a little more time. And she has a massive penis. Can confirm, saw it on Drag Race Gone Wild and OnlyFans. It's out there, friends. You can go find it yourself, too. Stupid twink with a big dick. Anyway, the queens get out of drag as Le Grand Don tells us that Marina is flying high, and you know what they say, the higher you fly, the longer you fall, even if you're 5 feet tall.
It's true.
Also, Le Grand Don will lay on the floor as the lights are turned off on her. That was very funny.
That was funny. I wonder if she actually did that.
She is very tall, too. Very, very tall. Quite tall.
Yeah.
Mabu hi. Everyone do the Marina. Do we call it the Marina? Is it the Pia Wurtz back? Who are we giving the full credit to?
I guess I wouldn't mind calling it the Marina since she brought it mainstream.
All right, I'm here for it. Pia, you'll get your residuals somehow, Tia is feeling lovely as she was in the top again. Marina is sporting another badge. She is feeling great and energized. She was born to do drag. If RuPaul tells you that you were born to do drag, does that become like the first line of your bio and all your socials?
Yes. I would take advantage.
We're going to change it.
Take it to the bank and cash it.
Marina's feeling grateful to belong and has found a new home away from home. But Hannah is sporting her own badge. It is the president of the Safe Club official badge. What do you make of her continuing to be safe without getting a win? Are you surprised?
A little bit. Like, had it been a regular season, and she would have gotten a win or two under her belt. But the fact that you have to lip sync for the win, you just have to do that much better to secure that win.
Exactly. Hannah and Teresa are the only badgeless wonders, and Hannah is having confidence in what she does. She has been on the precipice of getting a badge, so close yet so far. It's just the way the cookie crumbles, to which Scarlett says, I think they say biscuits, and Hannah was not laughing. Is that because it was just not a funny joke?
I thought it was funny, but there's no, not in the moment. It's like, no.
The alarm sounds and Rue's message talks about dancing and prancing, and they all know what's about to come. Rue arrives, giving us a paisley shirt, no jacket, very casual this week.
Yeah, I was
surprising.
Okay.
Rue says that the hit BBC show Strictly Come Dancing has been celebrated around the world. That is Dancing with the Stars for us Yanks. For this week's Maxi Challenge, they will be dancing their padded asses off in the newest hit, Strictly Come Prancing. They will be competing in pairs, but have no fear, they'll get a chance to lead. They will be performing in half and half drag, mask meets femme realness. Sound familiar? Like the dancing challenge on season seven?
Season 7.
Awkward then, awkward now.
Yeah.
You would think after all this time and the discussion of gender, maybe we would like stay away from that kind of shit.
That's what I thought. I was like, ooh, they could have just chose. I don't know.
How are you at dancing, Hibiscus?
I think I do pretty well. One of my first dance background is ballroom, believe it or not. I started doing cha-cha and the salsa before I experimented in other genres of dance.
Friends, she's being very humble. She's excellent at dance. I think probably like maybe top 3 dancers in all of New York City drag.
Oh. No, thank you. No,
Like,
I really do love dancing. I'm one of those people that could watch a video or take choreography really quick. And it's just something that I've been able to do, but I can't do that with any other thing. Like singing, no.
I can do the Cotton Eye Joe, and that's about it.
And I've been closing my brunch with the Cotton Eye Joe to make sure everyone has
I
some
love it.
rhythm.
N Colonoscopy would be so proud of you.
Yes.
All right, we will have the quick step, the tango, and the samba. Which of those three would you want?
I wouldn't want the tango, samba, and quick step in that order. Tango, just because it's very sexy. And I felt like, I think Marina would have done great in any of those. It's just
Absolutely.
tango just allows you to be more sexy and hit the moves harder. That's what I prefer. I would want it. And I was a little disappointed with who got it, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll get there. I need to know though, of all of your NYC sisters, who would you want to dance with in this kind of challenge?
Ooh, in this challenge, probably my drag daughter Essence.
Does she have any ballroom experience, or did you
She
just whip her
doesn't,
into
but
shape and make her learn it?
I've challenged her and I had her do one of my numbers recently, and she's like, "You know, I don't move like that. I don't move like you." But she actually did really well. She's like, "Thanks
I
for
love that.
challenging me."
Marina will get to pick the pairs and assign the dances as she was our winner last week. They will be taught choreo with Strictly Come Dancing's Jeanette Manrara, and we'll talk about her in a little bit. But first, it's time to head to the couches and see how Marina is going to make things work. Do you think the girls were pissed to know it was another dancing challenge and Marina was still there?
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't have like planned it any worse.
No, they were like, "Can we just give her a break and let her fall for a moment?"
She wants to see the pairings be fair and go well with each other, so she is going to assign by height. And with that, you would be dancing with Marina. Honestly, I just need to see the two of you on stage together
I would
sometime,
love to dance
somewhere.
with her.
What kind of dance would you, or what kind of performance, what song would the two of you do together?
Probably anything Beyonce, because she gives that vibe too. Or Donna Summer, if she's into that.
I'm here for him. Any Filipino legends?
Ooh, there's not a lot of Filipino dancing divas. They're mostly like vocalists,
That's fair. That's
if
fair.
that's fair.
With pure illusion and no discussion, it's Marina and Hannah, Teresa and Scarlett, and Tia and La Grande Dame. Do you think this was a fair way to do it, especially you knowing the ballroom background?
Absolutely. Sometimes you don't get to choose who your partner is. It's just you line up against the wall.
Tia has some hard feelings. What if there are lifts? Listen. I bet the two of them have lifted each other onto the hotel beds.
I'm sure they did. They did some bunk beds.
She tells us she's nervous to be with La Grande Dame as she can't dance. Latin and ballroom is about extension and lines, and there's more to get wrong when you have lengthy, long limbs. Hannah is showing how awkward it would be if one of those hobbits were to dance with the giraffes, and Tia's like, "Stop defending it. You're with the best dancers. Shut up." She's not wrong, though. She's not wrong. I mean, we saw the memes from the beginning of the season of La Grande Dame and Marina holding hands. AJ and the Queen realness.
Yeah, it's literally me and Katrina every Sunday.
Yeah. Remember during Iconic when I had you take a picture next to Chandelier?
Yes. Oh my God.
Insane. Insane. Absolutely insane. Like, two of you are not even as tall as Chandelier.
No. And she didn't even have hair on that night.
She didn't. She didn't. Marina will say that dancing with a Grand Dame would be like dancing with her father, and then they will, too will show just how much of a massive height difference they have. It wouldn't work. Now, La Grande Dame is a bit testy with Tia. They both believe that the other can't dance, but don't worry. They're being nice now. They're going to be animals later at the hotel.
Indeed, they will.
Now on to the dances. Samba is a lively, rhythmic Latin American dance with roots from Brazil. Tango is the dramatic ballroom dance characterized by sharp movements and passionate attitude. And the quick step is an energetic ballroom dance characterized by fast and flowing steps. Marina wants the samba for her and Hannah. She will give La Grande Dame the one with, well, actually the most leg maneuvers, as they are going to have to focus on the quick step. Teresa, who identifies with Tango as it's dramatic and passionate, will get the tango with Scarlet. You had mentioned you do not love these pairings. Why not? And how would you have assigned it?
No, I love the pairings of just the dances. Like, I feel like I would have given the tall girls tango. And I feel like they already have that passion building. They would have been able to let it out on stage.
So then the quick step you wanted to give to
Scarlett and Teresa.
That would have been interesting. Honestly, I think it might have actually been a better pairing. It might have actually been a little better because you can have a little more fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Have you ever done the quick step before?
No, that is one thing that I've never wanted to try because it just looks hard. That and the waltz.
It's very theatrical.
Yes. And like the waltz is like slower, but it's more control. It's like...
Yeah. What about the Charleston? Have you done the Charleston?
Yes, I have.
I feel like the Charleston and the Quick Step, they have a bit of a bond together. They have a relationship.
They do. They're cousins.
Quick feet. Quick feet. Tia is nervous as she doesn't know what a Quick Step is, and I call bullshit. I bet she watched Strictly when Michelle was on it.
Yeah.
They will listen to the tracks as they prepare for their moment. Hannah reveals that her parents and her siblings were actually ballroom dancers, so she's got an advantage. She was always on the sidelines wanting to do it, but she is ready to showcase her skills. Their main concern is how to be half man, half woman, and Marina says she is the least butch person in the room. She is so gay, but she is ready to serve them two fierce dancing performers in one fierce body. Now, Hannah says they didn't bring hair for this, and I call bullshit again. They totally did. There was no way production made them cut those hair.
Yeah. They probably just had something ready for them, because even their boy side were all the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like the outfits were provided for them.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to watch LeGrand Dom and Tia dance in the room. They looked very quick step to me, and that was before we got any instructions. So just saying, Tia, I'm on to you. I know you watch.
That's what I said. I mean, either way, tango or quick step, they look good because they have the long limbs. But
Scarlett is so happy to be paired with Teresa because she knows that she is coming for it. She is going to slay it. And Teresa says the tango is the perfect way to let her energy go. She is known for having a hard time with choreo, but known for pushing through and rehearsing until she gets it right. How do you handle choreo? And do you have any tips and tricks for the people who might struggle with it?
I say if you're not getting it, don't spend so much time on that moment. I always just move on. And then right when you're relaxed again is when you go back to the part you don't know how to do. Because the more you waste more time drilling something you don't know.
I'm very much a music person. Like, I learn by hearing and listening. So I feel like I would be someone who would like demand the track being on at all times so I can hear it and physically feels the moment through the music.
Oh yeah.
Is that how some people work with choreo?
Absolutely, especially when you're lip syncing it too, so you know what to emote and what words you're saying with the motion.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Is that why drag queens have a routine for their songs and it's not lip synced winging it every time?
Yes. It helps.
Listen, there have been many queens I will like, I can't dance, but I know what move's coming because I've seen you do it 50,000 times.
Yes, that's like what they relate that moment in the song. Yeah, no, it's fair.
Teresa thinks the tango is 50% attitude, 50% the moves. That seems incorrect for sure. I think it's probably like 90% the moves.
And then 10% attitude.
They're going to be sexy and sassy. And Scarlett says she's not known for throwing shapes, but she's known for throwing up in her purse. Is that some sort of like American lingo I don't know about? I mean, I know that I go to here, but like, what the hell is she talking about?
I didn't think that was funny. I was like, or I didn't get the reference.
I didn't get it either. I was concerned for her. How many purses has she destroyed? As someone who fucked up my Block Talk bag on my birthday because I puked in it, I have sympathy for that.
Oh no.
I blacked out. I don't know what happened. It was my birthday was terrible. It was bad. This year. Somehow I got from Jersey City back to World Trade Center, and I don't know how I did it. It was a miracle.
Michael.
It was really bad. I thought it was 6 a.m. when I was when it was happening. No, it was 6 p.m. It was a
Yeah, that's
journey.
early in
It
the
was a
night.
journey. Yeah, it was very early in the night. Yeah, great times. Anyway, team drama is going to be bringing the drama to the dance floor. Tia tells the Grand Dame that the track is giving their energy. It's very them. Tia says her skepticism was not against the Grand Dame. It was just wanting to be paired with Marina. As the Grand Dame says, you don't want to be dancing next to Beyonce when you're a Michelle. That is shade.
I love the French
When
shade.
when Jesus say yes, nobody can say mama kudos for saying that for spilling.
I love that part. I was like, okay.
The Grand Dame says she is glad to be with her funny, goofy partner and they will smash it because I bet they've already smashed it. They will hold hands. And I know that in the gay community, sometimes friends do that, you know, like the holding hands of it all. But this was more. There was like horniness pervading the air. Like
Oh, yeah.
the hormones were like coming out. Like if there were no cameras, lips would be in lips and there would be a tongue somewhere.
Probably get in the same van to the hotel, and hopefully, no
Yeah,
one
I
else
think
gets in
so.
there.
Tia says it's coming down to the wire as they have five really strong queens and Scarlett. Ooh, the
That
shade.
was funny, too.
Maybe she's not wrong. I don't know. Tia thinks everyone is overlooking the fact that she's been in the top 3 weeks in a row consecutively. Very interesting from an edit perspective to include that line. We are all talking about Marina because Marina's succeeding and winning. Do you think the actual lip sync win is more important than still being in the top for the week?
No, I think as long as you're in the top two, I think people are taking that in consideration.
Yeah,
Like,
I think so too, especially because I feel like in a way Marina's doing better than Tia, but on paper, technically, they're both doing the same.
they are, yes. Like Hanaconda is like just as up there because she lip
Right.
synced during Snatch Game, and Snatch Game is a good episode to be on the top four.
Exactly. All right, cue the music. The time has come to hit the dance floor as Jeanette Manrara is there. She tells them in ballroom, you need a dance partner, and she is brought alongside someone they might recognize. It's her husband and fellow Strictly Pro, Alias Sorionic. Are you familiar with either of them?
I've seen them and videos of them online, but I didn't know that was them. If you go
They
to
all
my
want him.
explore page, it's literally all ballroom dancing.
Oh, I love that. That man was hot.
Yes. I was like, oh, and I like how his name is spelled. But
Adios.
yeah, my explore page is literally ballroom dancing.
Oh, I love that. I'm not going to show you my explore page because it's mostly twinks without shirts
That's
on.
fine.
I know it's fine. I really need a twink. Y'all, I need a twink, please. I'm
Get
old. I'm
Michael Block
dying.
to
Get me a
twink.
fucking twink. All right. So we know that these two are professionals, but they're also husband and wife. You have a lovely, lovely partner. Would you ever trust dancing with him?
No. He has other talents, but dancing is not one of them.
Did you have a first dance?
Well, no, our wedding is, we don't plan on having a first dance, so we'll see.
Okay. Are you sure like this is your time to start preparing one?
I know he hasn't, we haven't talked about that yet in our
Okay.
programming.
If he's listening,
Yeah, he probably
I say
will.
do it. I do it. Do it. Do it. We will start with Teresa and Scarlett and their tango, and she tells them to give the drama into intensity because they are the drama. Scarlett says her preferred dance style is seated. This is not that. This is rock and step, girl. I feel like I can rock and step. Why were they having trouble?
I think it's a partly not having the confidence
Okay.
in the moment, or not being able to focus on the choreography. Because I agree with you. I
Sure.
think anyone and everyone can move, can dance. In any of these challenges, I think anyone can do them if you really put yourself in it.
It's taking time to get the choreo to sink in. And I say, come on, Teresa, you can do it. Now to the samba. It's hard. So hard that Jeanette and Alias will show them how it's done. And I was like, you're expecting them to master that in less than 24 hours? You're kidding.
No.
That was insane.
It was quick.
It's a fast dance, but Hannah believes she's keeping up. She thinks Jeanette is the best teacher as she is breaking it down so they can absorb it. It feels like sometimes on Drag Race, we have some choreographers who live in their own universe and are there to make sure their dance is amazing. I feel like Jeanette was there to really assist. And I feel like that's because of her experience on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. Where not everyone dances to her level. She has to learn to pull it back a little.
Exactly. Then Alias does a booty shake. And I would like a gif of that, please. Just to send.
I'm sure it's out there. I was thinking the same.
I'm sure it is. Marina is proud and impressed by Hannah. Now they just got to make it them. Finally, it's time for the quick step. And Jeanette tells the tall ones that the bodies stay stationary, but the hips both face forward. Which my body would say, like, no, that's not possible. My body can't move like that. Also, the way that Jeanette was standing next to these two giraffes, she's tiny.
Yeah.
I think she just got up to their waist.
It was crazy. I was like, whoa.
We will watch their run. It's a lot of fancy footwork. There are many steps to the quick step, and they are, in fact, quite fast. Hannah calls them two horses on their hind legs. Entertaining indeed. Could you get that image out of your mind of them looking like horses?
No. I was like,
they're not picking up the choreo as fast as some of the other groups. They are trying to absorb it by taking care of each other. And again, they're certainly taking care of each other.
I agree.
They'll be doing personality over performance. And the winner of this segment is dance. Ballroom is a team sport. Now, you and I have spoken on the podcast before about my big dream fundraiser of I want to do dancing with the drag stars, where you have people like yourself dance with plebeians like myself who can't dance. And we do a big fundraiser, make money. We're still going to make it happen one day. We're going to make it happen one day. Because I want to dance at least once and not be afraid to make a fool out of myself. What kind of dance or what kind of song do you think would fit me? Besides the Macarena?
I think for you, you would do really well with disco.
Okay, disco. I'm here for it. So we're feeling like classic disco or like Dua Lipa disco?
Classic disco.
Okay. I'm here for it. All right. Disco Divas friends, let's do it. I can only imagine what I would be wearing. But one day. It is the day of the ballroom challenge, and they are charged for this performance. Now, did you notice that La Grande Dame is literally out of clothing? So she is wearing her train conductor top from the runway. I mean, girl, it looks good as a crop top.
It does.
They are all sore after rehearsals. The confidence is there, especially from Hannah, who loves riding on the coattails of other people. It's her claim to fame on Drag Race, isn't it?
It is.
Hannah has loved getting to know Marina a bit more. Teresa loves channeling her energy into the tango and now feels the drama. Scarlett is feeling good about what they put together overnight. And the giraffes, they feel great galloping. So is there a romance? Do they have chemistry? Feed the fan fictions! Do you ship Coffee Grande as a couple?
I think so. I think they make a cute couple. And I feel like they probably use the time to French kiss more than they did the quick step.
Now, I want to remind everybody that based on filming schedule, this filmed right after DragCon UK 2023. So they might have met in person, probably. Who knows? Maybe they started a little budding romance then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But is that what romance feels like? A long 69?
No, I don't have that. I have a 6 and a lowercase a.
Oh, well, Hannah is flaming the fire for the emotional TikTok videos that a 14-year-old will make in their bedroom about Tia and Dada. Yeah, kids on TikTok these days.
I'm sure that video is being created right now.
Well, it's time to put on half a face. How would you paint your face for a challenge like this? Have you ever done mask drag?
I have like no, I haven't done a mass drag. I mean, I would start with the base overall and just, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I should try one of these days.
Yeah, might as well put a little stash on there. I don't know. Or you can just be Manny Pacquiao.
There you go. that never mind. I was gonna say, the Canada girl did
Isn't it
that.
wild that within like 6 months we have had two Manny Pacquiaos for Snatch
Yes.
Game?
That's so crazy.
So crazy. And Manny Pacquiao's mom on Philippines too.
Oh yeah.
Verushka did that one. With a gender-inspired challenge, it's going to be time to talk about gender and language. Marina wants to know the term for gender fluid or non-binary. And in France, La Grande Dame says that they had to create them by combining the two words that they have. What is it? I don't know, because all the caption said was speaks French.
I didn't even catch it. Yeah.
Editors, you got to do a little better than that.
Speaks
Now in
French.
Spain, they have el and ella, and they have created ella. Do you think that's going to be something that's taught in American schools? Because I took Spanish in middle school and high school. Obviously, the way the world has evolved, there is this new discussion of being genderless and non-binary, trans. Do you think that's something that would be taught in schools? Because like until Teresa mentioned it, I was like, interesting.
In the states that are more progressive, maybe, or the teacher who chooses to be more progressive, I think they will teach it.
I hope so. I hope so. Now, Marina says that in Tagalog, the pronouns are actually neutral. And again, can't tell you what she said exactly because the caption just said speaks Tagalog.
Sha. It's like SHA, but without hesitating, it's just sha.
I love that.
Which is
Our generation is
true.
creating, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Which
Our
is true. It's
generation is
very
creating the
neutral
real
in
language
language.
through our culture and our community. And what do you think about that, the impact of this kind of conversation on an international television show like Drag Race?
I think it makes people more aware of like the different things that are happening in different places in the world and how things are being referred to. It is important. Just to see where your country may not be progressive as others.
It's very interesting as someone who does watch all of the drag races, because I do learn a lot about language, even though I can't speak it, but I learn things while watching Drag Race France or Drag Race Philippines, because you are getting to see and hear a lot of words that are used often and understand how what Marina is saying. Yeah, pronouns are neutral in the Philippines, and kind of how cool that is. And how their language is just not something that we could necessarily do in English. But when we do have neutral words, it puts people in a frenzy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In Spain, they don't have Yas Queen, but a Spanish version of Come On, Man. It's a countryside thing that the queens have reclaimed. And I feel like that's the thing we have in America, that we try to reclaim, the F word.
Yes.
Even though I don't like saying it ever, other people have loved to try to reclaim it.
I don't like to say it, but sometimes on the mic, just to get people to pay attention, I'll say it on the mic.
Teresa is excited to be in a room with queens all over the world and is excited to visit the Philippines, France, and not pay for accommodations as she will stay in their beds. And speaking of staying in beds, Tia asks when she comes to visit La Grande Dame in France for absolutely innocent purposes. But before she can continue, Le Grand Dame was like, I thought we already had that planned. Blew her cover before she blew other things.
I was like, oh, see, they are.
Le Grand Dame wants to go out in Paris as they are having fun in Paris, and she'll show her the world, paint her like one of your French girls. I want to go to Paris. That sounds fun.
It's a beautiful city. Just don't go
Nikki
during the
Doll.
summer because it's
Oh, I
hot.
know. Nikki Doll. Well, I was going to say this summer because that's where the Olympics are.
Yeah.
But
But
Nikki
I went
Doll,
and in
when
August
did you
and the
go? Tell
weather
me.
was terrible.
Did it smell like French people?
It did, but you kind of get used to
That's
it.
fair. All right, Nikki Doll, if you're listening, can you just bring me once? Like, we'll have a kiki. It'll be a fun time. So I love you, Nikki. I really want Nikki to paint me for my 1000th episode.
Oh yeah, she's such a beautiful makeup artist.
She didn't really pick up on it when I asked her. So, friends, tag her. Tell her to do it. Let's make it happen. LeBron Dom says that working with Tia is fun, but they can't let the other stuff interfere. All right. Okay. Well, it is main stage time. And this week, Rue is giving you Cheetah Girl. Did she save her animal print for after Gothy left?
I think so. I don't know if that was intentional, though.
Yeah. Who knows what's intentional with Rue anymore? Our panel includes Michelle Visage, who will still say she was robbed on Strictly Come Dancing, Alan Carr, and Strictly Come Dancing judge Motsi Mabuse. Are you familiar with her?
I am not.
She's a fun time. I enjoy her. I think she also has done something with Dancing on Ice, the other celebrity dance show, but on ice. The Vivian was on that one.
Oh, no, but I liked her personality on the episode.
Absolutely. All right, let's watch our dancers and see if they get tens across the board. I thought this challenge was going to be done like as solos, but this challenge was really a group challenge where each pair had their moment to shine and then danced in the background. Did
Which
you
I
like
thought
the
was
format of this
harder.
challenge?
I thought it was harder
Yeah.
because the whole thing is choreographed for everyone.
Do you think that should have been taken into account when it came to judging?
Yes, I think it should have,
I
because like
agree.
you're still worrying about making sure you're doing what you need to do while the other people have their spotlights.
All of the queens are coming out. It looked really fun. Those looks were really wild. Like, they were weird and scary. First up is Marina and Hannah, and they had it. I thought they both had great energy, incredible chemistry. And Marina had this way to make Hannah look brilliant. How do you think she was able to make her partner succeed? Because yeah, obviously Hannah did well, but there was something about the energy that Marina gave off that really flowed into Hannah.
I think it's just matching her energy the whole way through and not overstepping on it and allowing Hannah to show her personality in the face too when she had the moment. Because that's one thing you have,
They
like,
were
queens
really
need to
good.
learn when you're doing a group number, it's a group number, not a solo number. Like, you're not trying to compete, you still have to showcase your strengths.
Is there Dancing with the Stars in Philippines?
I don't know.
Well, if there's not, Marina, go do Strictly Come Dancing. It's your time. You'll be amazing.
What
Now
is
it's
the one
Scarlett and Teresa, and
that
she just did Dancing with the Stars in Ireland,
Blue
the
Hydrangeas did?
Irish
That's what it
version.
is.
She didn't win. She didn't win. Now, y'all, I listen. I know that it is all about public voting. It's how it's done here in America, and we've had some issues. Obviously, Michelle has some issues because she was robbed. Blue Hydrangea had the best scores the entire season, and she still lost.
See, I watch her post every week, but I didn't watch the whole
She's
series.
so good. She was so good. I'm so proud of that little twink. Scarlett and Teresa, I just gotta say it. I hated Scarlett's makeup. I don't know what it was. I feel like she uses her blush is getting more prominent every time she paints.
Yeah, it
And
doesn't
she's
go with
so
her.
pale. There's such a contrast. The tango feels like it would be the easiest of the three dances, but they just didn't quite have the energy and the footwork for it. And you could see them both in their heads trying to hit the steps as opposed to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. And I hated
Do
Teresa's
you?
facial expressions.
I was gonna say, do you think part of the problem with their tango is because it is such a serious dance that not taking it seriously really affected the outcome?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has like it needed all the proper intentions to portray the dance.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to. I don't want this to come off wrong, but I do feel like if this was not Teresa's provided look from her and it was from production, it didn't fit her properly. And when you're doing a performance that is so profile, it just you saw that the drag wasn't dragging, if that makes sense. especially on the female side.
Yes, I feel like it was provided because someone like La Grande Dame probably would never have designed this for herself either.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I think it was provided.
It's almost like they gave her the look, but she wasn't allowed to cinch.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Time for the giraffes. The run was a great start, so kudos to Jeanette for throwing that into the start of the dance. I have never heard of Pretty Pretty Gang Gang before. That is a great Rue song.
You're right. That was my first time hearing it too. I was like,
I'm here for a remix of it. Whatever season wants to do that song. Like, I downloaded it. I never download Rue songs. I downloaded it.
I'm about to star it right now.
It just had a really fun energy. What I will say is their footwork is pretty good, but there were a lot of shots where they edited it, so you purposely did not see their feet.
Yeah.
That's just saying.
That was all about.
Yeah. Tia was much more natural, but the kiss. They said it was not planned. Who do you think initiated it?
Tia.
Yeah. I think Tia just loves love, and I love that for her. Everyone deserves love. And especially when you have a hot Frenchman standing in front of you, you take advantage of it.
Who's our ex that was on the program?
Pixie Polite.
Pixie Polite.
Very different, different types though. Very, very different. I love them all doing that quick step moment together. That was so fun when they all were in that lineup doing the quick step.
Connected, yes.
That was camp. That's what I love about ballroom and why I love Dancing with the Stars and Strictly Come Dancing, whatever version of it is, because it's so happy. Ballroom is fun and happy.
Mm-hmm.
This was a fun and silly challenge. I know it was problematic with the gender thing, but I had fun.
You think it would have been better if they got to choose their presented gender for this challenge?
I think so.
Me too. Because I know I get it in ballroom culture, the men lead and the women follow, but I think women can lead too.
I agree. And I think that's what's interesting, because we have seen on Dancing with the Stars and Strictly Come Dancing, we've had same-sex partnering.
Yes.
So in a way, reality TV is a little more progressive than ballroom dance culture. Just confirm that we're saying ballroom dancing as opposed to ballroom in the world of queer culture, because those are two different things.
But I
kind of hope that ballroom dance culture does move into the world of allowing same-sex coupling and explore that, because sometimes those dances are really beautiful too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The dreams of the new generation. All right. So I'm just going to ask a crazy question. I love projecting ideas and situations. You have ballroom background. We have learned that on Drag Race season 16, Plain Jane has ballroom background. Mm-hmm. What dance would you with Plain Jane?
What? Say that again.
What dance do you want to do with Plain Jane? And what song would you want to perform in ballroom?
Ooh. Either the cha-cha or tango. I definitely would want her to lead. And probably a Gloria Estefan song.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm here for it.
Rhythm's Gonna Get You or something. I don't know.
All right.
Or Wepa.
Thanks for spilling. Kudos. Kudos. All right. Category is business in the front, party in the back. In honor of the runway, we are going to play We Like to Party or Back to Business. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Marina Summers, Look by Nanik Beltran, Hair by Margu Baltrod. I love that her entire package is a celebration of the Philippines, and this was a great one. She is honoring karaoke culture, so the look starts like a very high-class businesswoman, but then she has a fucking full-on karaoke set up on her body. Brilliant. The design is simple and sleek. Everything about it is fashion and camp. This is how you do drag. Now I just got to ask you, what song would you want to karaoke on the back of Marina Summers?
Just to stick with the RuPaul song theme, I would probably Call Me Mother.
I love it. Do you know the words to Call Me Mother?
I do. One
Oh,
time
good for
when
you.
I
Good for
auditioned,
you.
it was one of my songs.
All right, tell me about Marina's Luck.
We like to party. It is high fashion but camp at the same time. It's so good. I did not see that coming when she turned around.
I agree. Are you a fan of karaoke?
And when I have enough drinks, yes, because I know I
All
can't
right, okay.
sing.
The judges say she was precise and they should call her for Strictly. She brought the drama and added the layers. She got the butch right. They call the look sophisticated and a knockout. They love she fit the brief to a T, and Rue won't sing without auto-tune. I will give her a We Like to the Party as well. And the audience, 100% We Like to Party.
Yeah, that was so good.
Hanaconda, look by Jackie St. Hyde, hair by Wigged Out. So it's a cat in a suit, which is cute. And then the party in the back is a mouse party. I think this was fine. I don't like gold reflective material. I just do not like it as a principle for me myself. It's very in line with Hannah and her drag. The back just did seem like it was hot glue gun realness. I'm personally not loving it, but there's not necessarily a negative to knock it to the negative. What'd
I
you
agree
think?
with you. It just looks like glue, like hodgepodge in the back, and I don't know, it didn't make sense. It didn't tell a story, and that gold never looks good on that runway. I feel like other people have done it for the show, that holographic look, and it just doesn't shine. Was it UK last season when they had like a metal metallic runway? Someone used a similar fabric and it didn't shine the same way.
It's really interesting because I feel like a lot of the queens forget about the television lighting that they're going to be under when they get on the show. So they design these beautiful garments that photograph well, but the second they hit that main stage, you're like, oh, that's not what it's supposed to look like. And I feel like this was one of them. The judges say the samba was advanced and hard, but she did things people can't do after a year. They loved her energy as it is fun and contagious. They saw who she was and left a memory behind. They call the look twisted and fun. I will give her a soft We Like to Party.
Stuff we like to party.
Audience, 62% We Like to Party, 38% Back to Business. Scarlet Envy, look by Anyanese, hair by Damore Wigs. I think that Barbara look was very spot on. But also, after calling her a singer and wearing a look for when she won for an acting award, very camp, very silly, Scarlett. She looks great. The hair was on her own. I, again, don't love the high blush in that red, rich red. It's very old Hollywood, but for her in drag, it feels off. Now, obviously, the gag is the booty popping out in the back. I think this was an effective way to tackle this category, but it feels very on the nose and a tad expected.
Yes, I feel like that's a lot of the route, a lot of the route that these queens went is to expose the back. And I think
Yeah.
that is expected. But I couldn't think of another way to make that party in the back for that look.
Right. And that's what I question. So maybe you do a different concept. What would you do for this category?
Oh, I honestly didn't even think about it. I would probably come in a power suit and in the back, like just a t-shirt and denim, like denim Daisy Duke shorts, like
I'm here
not
for it. I'm
exposing
here for it.
anything, but like I'm looking like I'm going to the country fair.
That's fair enough. Or here, go with me for a second. The business in the front could be military, and the party in the back is your drag.
Oh. Yeah,
Storytelling.
I
When you get the call for the show, make sure you hit me up and we'll help you. I got you, girl. I got you.
was like, here's the package list.
The judges said they were not still, but they were entertained. They felt sorry for her facing Teresa's manic grin. They called the look wonderful and beautiful. I'll give it a We Like to Party.
We like to party. It is beautifully made.
Audience, 81% We Like to Party, 19% Back to Business. Theresa May, look by Lizzie Biscuits, hair by Florencia Wiggs. She's really selling the She Devil branding. Like, it is becoming her thing. This is Devil in the 60s. It's a very Bene La Creme concept. The colors are great. The hair is great. The silhouette is great. Once again, the reveal in the back is a bit too obvious. And this wasn't really a shocker because it felt maybe like, I don't know, the dress didn't fit. It was fine.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I think this is the one that I put back to business when I was voting on your account.
Yeah. The judges loved her insane face and filled them with joy. They felt she was fighting to get through. They say she took back in the spotlight. There wasn't much sexual energy there. The look was campy and wanted to see something different. I'm going to go soft. We like to party. You're going to go back to business. And the audience could not make a decision either. 45% we like to party, 55% back to business.
Yeah, I'd say back to business.
The Grand Dame look by Miss Boo, hair by Paris Hair. She's worn a lot of white this season. Not a knock, just an observation. She's giving you Here Comes the Bride realness. She looks beautiful, but the weapons on the back, I'm not sure I got or cared for the story she was going with. I expected a lot more from her.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if I agreed with the story, even though she was committed.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Don't do that when you get
white.
Yeah. Judges felt they were perfectly paired couple. They got the impression that they pushed each other to do it, and the kiss was not part of the choreography. They think she looks gorgeous, but wanted more of a party in the back. I'll give her a soft, we like to party.
Same, soft, we like to party. Because she looks beautiful.
Audience, 81% we like to party, 19% back to business. And finally, Tia Coffee. Look by Sam Makanam, hair by Style by Vodka. St. Sebastian realness. I think this look works as a complete look. The gown is stunning. I love the lace and the hair is beautiful. The back being a train with the arrows and the red crystal blood was beautiful and a great way to not make it like a two-in-one look. I think Tia is by far the most improved this season.
Absolutely. And I love that she chose to cut the gown at that length to showcase her legs because it's so beautiful.
Absolutely. The judges felt the trust and the warmth between them as a pair. She could have been lighter in movement. Her look is fixated on murder and like the queer icon. They enjoy the trajectory of her drag life and they were two gorgeous giraffes. I will give her a we like to party.
We like to party.
Audience, 87% we like to party, 13% back to business. It will be revealed that the top two of the week are Marina and Hannah. T and LeGrand Dom are safe, leaving Teresa and Scarlett as the bottom two. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Now, there's a bit of controversy going on in the Drag Race fandom. Most of the time, when we get to this point in the competition, if you're not in the top, you're in the bottom. This week, that didn't happen. Do you think it should have happened?
I don't think so. I think it was fair this week to do it one last time before they go to that. Especially because
it was a pair challenge.
It was a pair challenge. And I do think Tia and LeGrand Dame did slightly better than the other two.
If you were a competitor and you knew that Tia and LeGrand Dame were also up for elimination, if you were Marina or Hannah, would you have taken aim at one of them?
No. I liked, I am not a Naomi Smalls. I am one of those people that would like to compete with the best of the best till the very end. I am, as much as it is a competition and to get rid of your competition is the competition, I am one of those people that will want to compete with the very best at the end.
I still have not forgiven Naomi Smalls. I'm still very upset with her because Manila was robbed, but whatever. It's fine.
Same.
One day she will wear a crown on her head.
But no, like that's how I like to play the game. It's like, I know.
I appreciate that. The best. They're back in the workroom and the question remains, are cats allowed on the furniture? No, they're not. Ew, I don't like cats. No. The shorties are congratulated. Hannah calls Marina an incredible partner. She has a boost of confidence. But here comes LeGrand Dame to dash the positivity, asking how it feels, Hannah, knowing you're going to lose the lip sync. The shade, but also
I
the tea.
I love her.
Yeah, she's very blunt. It's a very French thing to be blunt.
It is a French thing. Yeah.
Hannah says she kept up with her before, so you never know. Teresa says she would be devastated had she done a bad job, but she didn't. They are the top six. It sucks to be in the bottom, but they did good. So she loved every second of it. So now is the fun part, the chit chat. If you were in the position of one of the bottom two, how would you sell yourself to remain? What is your pitch?
The track record. I would make sure that's, you know, I was like, hey, I've done better. Like I would have. I think Scarlett did a good job saying, remember, I have a win. My track record is better. But even though I love that Hannah remembered what she said. That she
That's the tea here. All right. So Scarlett gives Marina her award and reminds us that she has a better track record and badge. But lest we forget, this is the girl who didn't want to go by track record in the beginning. She tells Marina that she wants to be there, and Marina tells her she is a strong competitor, but tells her Teresa is a huge friend of hers. Marina thinks that Scarlett is hard to read as the competition is stiff and she might eliminate her next week. Do you think that mindset that Marina has is because of what Scarlett had said?
Yes.
Or is there something else that Scarlett has done?
I think it's just Scarlett is very unpredictable with what she's going to do.
Yes. Teresa is in the kitty litter with 2 weeks experience of being in the bottom in a row. That's three overall, though. She still wants to be there, but it's hard to plead against her partner. Hannah will admit to Teresa that she's worried that Scarlett is cutthroat and she hasn't warmed up to her yet. She can't trust Scarlett. She is struggling with the fairness of track record, but her heart would hate to send Teresa home. So Teresa will offer one last gift. A pink dildo that has absolutely been used. These girls are horny. We get it. We know. They've been sex deprived.
6 weeks is not that long.
No, it's not that long. And let's be real. It's not actually 6 weeks. It's television 6 weeks.
Yes.
Probably only been like 2.5 weeks the most. On the couches, the lovers are safe and they will have a romance music playing under them, but no kiss. But the question remains, who would they send home? And the Grand Dame immediately says, Teresa. Are you surprised by her decision? And do you think Tia would agree with her fellow giraffe?
Yes. I mean, I know I'm not surprised. And if I were Tia, I would agree too. Because if she's.
Is that because Tia actually wants to get rid of Teresa? Or is it because Tia wants to get laid later that night?
Both. It's like, this is the person you want to get, you know, want to build a future with. I just agree.
Off the bat, Marina tells Teresa it's very difficult and it pains her to see her in the bottom. Teresa knows her delusion only goes so far, but she will not give up. Marina's confused. She says there is an unspoken rule to chop one of the people and choose off of track record, but she's not set on that. Teresa will once again get emotional, telling Marina that they will leave there and they will be miles away from each other, but no matter what, she will feel her in her heart. At least that's what I think she said, because she smacked her microphone on her chest, so I don't know what it actually was said.
I was like, whoa.
When you eventually get on the Drag Race television program, are you going to forget that you're always mic'd? And like, how would that affect your drag?
No. I mean, I feel like you are aware it's there.
Yeah.
I don't like things
you don't,
touching
but you don't plan for it in the real world.
Yeah.
So funny. Does having a friend feel better than having a Ru-Peter badge?
No, not in a competition. I want the Ru-Peter
Not a
badge.
Chance. Hannah will tell Scarlett straight up that she is taking track record in, but also wants to make sure she is fostering a group she vibes with. Scarlett thinks they vibe, but Hannah wants to know what her game plan is going to be moving forward. She will say, be as fair as possible, since that's what she said she would do, but Hannah knows better. She remembers Scarlett saying she would send top competition home. Hannah thinks Scarlett forgot she said that. Do you think Hannah was going to chop Scarlett?
I think so. So I can't wait to see what
I think so too.
It reveals next week.
The girls go to pick their lipstick, and Hannah keeping that cat face on in that 80s dance look, that was very camp. I feel like it's a character from like some acid trip.
I think so, but it worked with her for during the lip sync later
it
on.
It did. The queens are back. It's time to dance. And the song is Release Me by Agnes. Are you familiar with that song?
I am. Ineed and I have performed it during our shows.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Did the audience know it, or did they like become fans?
They ended up liking it after we did it.
I love that. That's amazing.
Because Agnes is from, where is she from?
Sweden.
Sweden, yes. It was our, when Ineed and I had our show, we would always do artists from different countries or different parts of the world.
I love that. I love Sweden, obviously. A lot of my fans are from Sweden. And again, if anyone wants to sponsor me and bring me to Eurovision, I'll go. Let's go.
Oh my
let's
God.
Go to Eurovision
I would be cheering you on if you were in Eurovision. Just
my God, I want to go. This was such a brilliant lip sync. Marina is such a captivating performer. I'm going to say it. She is the best lip syncer in the history of Drag Race.
Yes, I think so too. She just has that factor. Like, she didn't even have to do a single stunt.
No,
And
she's brilliant.
she,
She's absolutely brilliant.
so smart.
I think Hannah did her best to keep up, but nothing will beat their pairs dancing. That was so fun.
No, but I also loved it that they did their samba one last time. I was like,
I loved it. The costume reveal for Marina Summers was so well done, so well timed, in emotion. I think people need to learn from Marina Summers.
Yeah. Like, I want to know.
I know that I am very, very team Drag Race Philippines. Everyone knows it's like my favorite franchise internationally. I'm so glad Marina is getting the showcase. It's almost like she lost on purpose just so she could be here.
And I think it worked in her favor. I
Absolutely. Absolutely.
think it
By
worked in her
shock to no
favor.
one, Marina wins. Hannah is safe. And Marina has decided to give the chop to Teresa. Did she make the right decision?
Yes, I think it was like, yes,
Yeah,
she'll
I
always
agree.
have her as a friend. And I think Teresa won't, hold it against her or anything. Teresa just
Teresa
seems like
knows.
a genuine person.
I got some
And it
burning
makes sense.
questions
That
to
was her
wrap up
third
this
time in the bottom.
podcast. I agree. What is Teresa's legacy?
Inferno.
Inferno. Listen, I think Teresa, it was so great to see her back. Obviously, her lip sync double elimination on her season was heartbreaking. But Teresa, I feel like, is someone who used this opportunity to continue to get people to love and adore her, and it worked. She is so amazing. I've gotten to meet her. I've gotten to see her perform My Pussy Is Like a Peach Live, which was one of my favorite drag performances I've ever seen. I adore Teresa, and I'm so
She's just
happy she had this
likable.
platform. She
Yes.
is. She just seems so fun and carefree. And even when she does get emotional, it's genuine.
Yes, it really is. And that's like not a thing with a lot of these people. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these contestants, they just do it for the fame or for reasons just to get followers. But with Teresa, it's real, it's genuine whenever you get something from her.
Who won the week? Who the best episode?
Say that again. Who?
Who won the week? Who are the best episode? Who was the star of the episode?
Oh, Marina.
Yeah, it's Marina. 2 weeks in a
Marina
row,
Summer.
friends.
It's summertime.
She's so good. It's time for a roast next week. Who do you think will do well? And who should we be nervous for?
I feel like this is Hannah's week, hopefully. And the way that LeGrand Dame has been so shady and so good, I think it's her week to shine again too. Marina said it during that on next week's episode, is that comedy's not her strongest suit, so I would be worried for her. And I would just make
I
sure
do,
Scarlett's not on top.
right. I do think Scarlett might have some difficulty because she's not naturally funny. She has been okay with comedy challenges, but I'm worried for her writing jokes. I am worried for Marina and LeGrand Dame because this is a comedy challenge in English.
That's true.
And you
But I
have to
do
make
think
sure the
if
jokes
Hannah
translate.
wins, Hannah will not send home Marina after the week they just
No,
had.
I fully agree. I
So
absolutely agree.
I just hope Hannah's on the top.
And this could be another good week for Tia. Maybe she doesn't win the lip sync, but I feel like she'll do well in a roast. It's very much her challenge again.
Yeah. But I think if the
After
wrong person
six
is on top,
episodes,
after six
after
episodes,
six episodes, the winner of the season is.
Marina Summers.
I mean, listen, I said it earlier. On paper, Marina should be the winner. Tia's doing well too.
Yeah,
And
Tia's just up there with the, yeah.
she's up there with her. So I could see it going either way. I don't see Scarlett winning. I'm having a little bit of a harder time seeing a Hannah win based on all the praise that Tia and Marina have gotten. But then you have LeCron Dom, who's this wild card who has been consistently fun and quirky and pushing the boundaries of drag. This is a good top five right now.
It is. It is.
I'm here for it.
If you
and
could
so
choose,
far,
if you could
there's
choose
only two people who
US
have been
queen,
in the finals. Yeah.
US queen to be in this season, who would you have picked?
Well, I've very much said every time I do one of these preview podcasts for the season, I don't want it to be someone who's already done an all-star season. I'm kind of over that thing. Like, let the queens who are superstars get their moment to do it for the first time, like the other ones are doing it. I mean, I would personally, from a selfish standpoint, would love to see Jackie Cox come back for a big season like this. Yeah, someone like Jackie Cox, I think, is amazing.
I think Jackie Cox would have killed it in this.
And she kind of fits the same archetype as Scarlett, as a theatrically fun, campy beauty queen, mm-hmm. in a way. So, like, I feel like they would have kind of done the same, but Jackie probably would have done much better in certain challenges. So I personally probably would have picked someone like Jackie.
That's what I've been saying, too. I'm like, ugh. Did you see her show? While
I don't
you
even know if she wants it, though. I don't think she wants to do it. I don't know. I can't read that bitch sometimes. I'm like, what do you want to do with your life, Jackie? What do you want to do?
But she's been doing really well here.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, I don't think she would want to. When she takes a break, maybe she'll be like, wait, give me the phone call. Let's go do it. I think she's fine right now. She's happy. She's very happy. All right. Where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
All across social media at It's Hibiscus. That is ITS Hibiscus. Yeah, that's all I have going on right now in my usual weekly shows. Nothing exciting coming up except some Pride gigs are like coming at me at the moment. So
it's coming up
start booking
quick.
Your queens for Pride Month now.
Literally. Well, it is always a pleasure having you here, and thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you. Thank you for having me always.